An experimental skin treatment might help young children who have strong reactions to peanuts. The new skin patch is designed to train the body to deal with the food allergy. An allergy is a strong, sometimes dangerous reaction that comes after eating, touching, or breathing something that is harmless to most people. About 2% of U.S. children are allergic to peanuts. Some are so allergic that even a small amount can cause a life-threatening reaction. Some children outgrow the allergy, but many must avoid peanuts for life and carry medicine to treat a severe reaction if they accidentally eat peanuts. In 2020, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, approved the first treatment to increase tolerance to peanuts. The treatment is called Palforzia. It targets 4 to 17-year-old children and is eaten daily. The California-based drug company Aimmune Therapeutics makes Palforzia. The treatment is also being tested on children younger than 4. The new patch is called Viaskin. It provides a similar treatment to Palforzia, but through the skin. France's DBV Technologies is researching skin-based treatments as another way to help the body tolerate allergens like peanuts. The Viaskin patch is covered with a small amount of peanut protein that the skin takes in. A daily patch is worn in the upper middle part of the back, where young children cannot pull it off. On May 11th, the New England Journal of Medicine published a study on peanut allergies involving 362 young children, ages 1 to 3. The children were tested for the allergy and received the treatment for 1 year. After 12 months, researchers said the children who took the skin-based treatment showed more tolerance or less severe reactions than those who had taken no effective treatment, or a placebo. Dr. Matthew Greenhot is an allergist at Children's Hospital Colorado who helped lead the study. He said, if additional testing shows good results, this would fill a huge unmet need. The researchers said that about 2/3 of the children who used the real patch could safely eat more peanuts, about 3 to 4. That compares to about 1/3 of the children who were given the patch without the peanut protein, the placebo. Greenhot said that the group likely included children who were outgrowing the allergy during the test. 4 children receiving Viaskin experienced an allergic reaction called anaphylaxis that was found to be related to the patch. 3 were treated with the medicine epinephrine to calm the reaction, and 1 dropped out of the study as a result. Some of the children also accidentally ate foods containing peanuts during the study. Researchers said allergic reactions happened less often among the Viaskin users than those wearing the patches without peanut protein. The most common side effect was skin irritation around the patch. The results are very good news for toddlers and their families as the next step toward a future with more treatments for food allergies, said Dr. Alkis Togias of the National Institutes of Health. He was not involved with the study. Togias warned that it is too early to compare treatment by skin and by mouth. but he pointed to data suggesting that both have different good and bad effects. He suggested that treatment by the mouth might be stronger, but also might cause more side effects. DBV Technologies also struggled for several years to bring the peanut patch to market. Last month, the company announced that the FDA wanted additional safety research for toddlers. At least two studies are reportedly being carried out. One is researching a longer treatment program. A second study is targeting 4 to 7-year-olds. I'm Gregory Stockel.